just a couple of thoughts tonight as we gather. This liturgy of Ash Wednesday, in many ways, reviewing liturgy for tonight, it really speaks to me as a liturgy of invitation. Invitation. In a few moments, I'll be saying some word that invite us. I will invite you into the observance of a holy Mass. In many ways, that's what this evening is about. It's kind of a beginning. It's a kickoff. It's the beginning of this season we call Lent. And whether you are aware of liturgical cycles and seasons of the year, even if you're not Christian, somehow everyone seems to know about Lent. People hear about Lent. And for those of us in this spiritual journey within the Christian tradition, this season of Lent is meant, as I've oftentimes said, it's a season of renewal, a season of renewing our baptism. As the prayer will say that I will address to you in a few moments, it was a season where they were baptized, prepared for baptism, but it was also a season where the already baptized spent time to find ways to renew their baptism. Tonight what I'd like to offer you is, sometimes when we think of baptism, we can think of it as just a personal thing. That baptism is something about me. And we can begin to enter into a Lent that focuses kind of on me. And there's value in that in our own spiritual journeys. But I'd also like us to remember that we are a baptized community. And so not only is Lent a time for each of us as individuals to perhaps do self-reflection and works of charity or penance or fasting, but also as a faith community, reflect upon our own call as a community of faith to this wondrous call of baptism. And so during this season of Lent, we'll have different opportunities to feed both of those parts of our lives, both of those components of baptism. We have many opportunities for Lenten studies, Lenten gatherings. There'll be a Bible study on Sunday mornings. There'll be a Lenten series that I'll be inviting you to come to on Tuesday nights and just gather together and talk about what a mature Christian faith looks like, using Marcus Borg as a guide for us, a DVD series. There's no sign up for that. I put that in the newsletter a while back. When I was writing a newsletter, I thought you were going to have to buy a book. We're not going to do that. So just come. And it begins next Tuesday. Center of Hope and Healing is going to have offerings throughout the season of Lent. Well, ways to look to feed ourselves and feed our own spiritual journey. But also, what we're going to be doing on the Sundays of Lent at the clergy forums that many of you come to, depending on what different topics, different people come to different topics that we have. We oftentimes have anywhere from 30 to 40 to 50, sometimes 60 people coming to the clergy forums. Well, this season of Lent, we're going to present clergy forums that actually talk about ourselves as a community called forth the larger world. Because remember, baptism is not just about us as a gathered community, but it's about us as a community sent forth. Remember, as we walk past those waters of baptism, we walk past them as we gather as a community, and we walk past them as we are dispersed as a community. But either way we're going, we're being the church. We're being the community of faith. And so we're going to be offering some things during the season of Lent on global poverty, on issues of justice, on just various worldwide things and how we, not just as individuals, but as a community, can engage in that and look to the world beyond us. Remember that baptism is not just about our own transformation, but it's about our being transformed in order to transform the world, in order to make a difference. So I invite you this night, as we are marked with the ashes, reminded of who we are. As I've oftentimes said, you can hear those words in different ways. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But isn't it amazing what God has been able to do with dust? And what we are able to do in our lives as we touch each other and walk together in this journey of faith. So let us, during this season, I invite you to really engage in some of the things I've mentioned. And I just want to conclude with this one thought. During the season of the week of Holy Week, those few days before Easter, just really encourage you. Go home tonight. Mark those on your calendar. Block them out. You know, come here on Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil Saturday night, and Easter Day. I guarantee, if you've never done that before, you will have an Easter that you've never had before. Walking through those liturgies, walking through those experiences of Jesus, and really walking to the resurrection will be enriching. So I invite you as well during this season of Lent to participate in those liturgies during Holy Week. So glad you're here together as we begin the journey of Lent and begin this season of renewal and reminding ourselves who we are and seeing ourselves, trying to see ourselves as God sees us.